Today's year is Masechta Chul and Daf Kuf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Kuf Beis on Beis, 12 lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We continue discussing the Isser of Eved Ben Achai and also the subject of Issachal Alissa that we have been learning. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Torah says, Le'soichel Nefesh Im Abasar, says Rabbi Yochanan, that pasuk is the pasuk from which we learn Zeivim and Achai. This is to eat Eivim and Achai. And as the Mepharshim explain, because we learn it primarily from the word Hanefesh. Hanefesh means a living thing, so it means you took something off a living thing, and it also means that you took off Hanefesh. You took off an Eiver from a living thing. Then there's another pasuk that says, Basa Basada Trefalo Sechelu. That pasuk teaches us the isser of eating basam and achai, and it also teaches us the isser of basam and atreifa. So we learn two very distinct isurim from this pasuk, says Rabbi Yochanan. One is the isser of basam and achai, as we said yesterday. Not only is there an isser of avim and achai, but there's also an isser of basam and achai, and there's the isser of treifa. So the way most mepharshim explain, again, how do we know both of these halachas? Because ubasa besod the treifa, so the word treifa very clearly indicates that we're speaking about an animal that has this treifa defect, which we discussed so much earlier in the Masechta. Ubasa besod the way Mepharshim explained means that it's not where it's supposed to be. And similarly, when you just ripped off a piece of meat from an animal, that falls into the category ubasa besod. I did see that other Mepharshim say that you learn it all from the word treifa, and includes both limudim. The Taisfus asks a question that there's a rule that we learn in a number of places in Chas that for a lav shebeklolus, when one pasuk mentions a number of isurim, there is no malchus for those isurim. Yet here we're learning that there is malchus for basam treifa. So says Taisfus, the rule that there's no malchus for lav shebeklolus is only when the lavim are not explicit in the pasuk. But in the case that we're learning the lavim are explicit in the pasuk, certainly there is malchus. Rishlim b'lakish amar loisoichal nefesh im abasar. That is the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of evi menachai ubasim menachai. Ubasim besod treifa loizuchelu zu ze basim menatreifa. So in other words, everybody agrees that all the different subjects that we've been discussing today, Shir or Asr. There's only a question, where do we learn the din of Basim and Achai? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn it from the Pasuk of Basim and Treifa, and according to Rish Lakish, we learn it from the Pasuk of Leisechal Nefesh and Basim. Says the Gemara, so, Ochel Evim and Achai, or Basim and Achai, so if somebody ate Evim and Achai and Basim and Achai, One in one session. So Rabbi Yochanan Chayiv Shtayim, because they represent two distinct lavim. Rabbi Shakish Lein Chayiv Alachas, because it's really only one lav. On the other hand, Ocha Basman Chayiv Basman Atreifa, in one sitting, in one achila. Again, Rish Lakish Chayiv Shtayim, you'll be Chayiv two, because they're two distinct lavim. Rabbi Yochanan Chayiv Alachas, because they're both coming from one pasuk. Aval, Evim and Achai, Basim and Atreifa. Since everybody agrees that these two lavim come from two very different psukim, the Devarakul Chaim Shtayim will be Chayiv too. I did see that there are Mepharshim that want to mention that there may be other nafkaminas between the way Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish learn based on the psukim that they learn from. Because there's some Mepharshim that seem to indicate we discussed yesterday, we'll discuss it today again. Evim and Achai is also to Ben Noyach. So they say that the pasuk of Loisoichel Nefesh and Mabasar is a pasuk that's not only said to Klal Yisrael, it's a pasuk that's said to Ben Noyach as well. So whatever is included in that pasuk will be also to Ben Noyach. What's not included in that pasuk, a Ben Noyach won't be Osir, so it'll be Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina goes back to something that we discussed in the previous year. Rabbi Kveger, Nechsam Seifer, both make this point. In the previous shiur, we learned the opinion of Rav Meir, who says that not only is the Isser Eva Menachai limited to kosher animals, but he said it's only limited to buck of a tzoyin, to kosher behemoth, because he said it's next to the pasuk. So the matter is which pasuk we learned halacha from, that we should know where it applies. Ask the Gemara, after all that we've explained, Verminu. It says in a braisa, Ochl Eva Menachai, Menach Trefa, if somebody said, somebody ate Eva Menachai and Trefa, Rav Yochanan Menachai, Shtayim, Vishlok Yisham, Enachai, Velachas. Ask the Gemara, Bishlom and Rav Yochanan Nicha, Rav Yochanan's opinion is understandable, because like we said, these are two different Isurim from two different Psukim, and that's why they're two different Anshim. But Rish Lakish agreed that Eva Menachai and Trefa come from different Psukim. So if he agrees that they come from different Psukim, he ought to agree that there are separate Lavim and separate Anshim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Lakasha. Kame Behema Achas, Kame Vishtei Behemus. When we said a moment ago that Rish Lakish agrees that Yechayiv too, it's talking from two distinct animals. Kame Behema Achas, Kame Vishtei Behemus. If the Eva Menachai and the Trefa come from two different animals, even Reish Lakish will agree that Mechayiv Shtayim, that Yechayiv too. Where we have a Machloikis, if the animal, the Trefa and the Eva Menachai come from one animal, that's where the Gemara says there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv Shtayim, Reish Lakish says Chayiv Achas. Ask the Gemara, Bebehem Achas, my pligi, and what is their machloikis when they come from one animal? So the Gemara offers a number of answers, a number of solutions. Amar Abaye, the first answer the Gemara suggests, Ikigon shenitrefer im yitzias ruba, that the animal became was treif as soon as it was born. And as the Rishonim point out, it could have been treif already, even when it was already in its mother's womb. But that wouldn't make a difference, and this is an important point, as we've learned in this Masechta. An animal, as long as it's in its mother's womb, it doesn't make a difference if it's treifa and chaylev, and all these things don't make a difference because it's part of the mother, we learned. That's the halacha of a ben pekua. The point is that the moment it was born, it was a treifa. Kigon shenitrefam yitzias ruba. Now, we have to review a machloikis that we discussed in the previous year, at the end of the year. A machloikis of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. The machlaikus was if somebody ate a whole bird, didn't just take off a part of a bird, will he be chayif eva menachai or not? Rebbe said not, and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon said you are. And the Gemara explained what is the basis of their machlaikus. The Gemara explained the Rebbe said that a whole animal is lavli varmi medes. We don't look at a whole animal or a whole bird as if it's cut up. And Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon does. So now the Gemara makes its point. The animal, as soon as it was born, was a treifa. Masav behemah b'chayel evarim emedes. The animal, as soon as it's born, is also looked at as pieces. And therefore, is a treifa, vis eva b'hade adadi kasa. The two evaris come at the same time. So even if we say, ain is a chalal iser, as we've been learning, if the two isurim come simultaneously, then they both are effective. And here, the Isser of Eva Menachai and the Isser of Trefa came at the same moment. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Or Masavar, whereas Reb Shlokish's opinion will be, when you have a whole animal or a whole bird the same, it isn't yet subject to the halach of Eva Menachai. So when the animal was born as a Trefa, you have the Isser Trefa. You want later, when you take off the Aver, that the Issa of Aver Menachai should be Chal, and it's a Chal Elisser. V'layosa Issa Aver Chai Elisser Trefa, and that's why you only Chayiv Achas. And as the Mefarshim point out, obviously, he doesn't hold of Issa Maisif. Because as we've been learning, Issa Aver Menachai is the Issa Maisif. Because Aver Menachai is even for Bnei Noach. Trefa is only for Bnei Yisrael. He obviously doesn't even subscribe to the concept of Issa Maisif. That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining is Ibaisem the Kulam Bahem Bahayah Lavlevar Medis. Everybody agrees that when the animal is whole, There is no Isser Eva Menachai. There's only an Isser Trefa. And what is the Machloikis here? That is simply the Machloikis. Do we say Isser Moisef? Masover, Os is Eva Chayel or Isser Trefa. Why? Because as I just said, it's an Isser Moisef. Masover, Lo Yossi Isser Eva Chayel or Isser Trefa. He holds Enes Achal or Isser even by an Isser Moisef. A third way of explaining the machloikus suggests the Gemara. That means as soon as the animal is born, it's subject to the halachas of Eva ben Achai. And it became a treif afterwards. And the machloikus is, can an animal that's already has an Issa Eva ben Achai be subject to Issa treifa? Masava, osi v'chayil? Yes. Why? So the simple way of explaining, I'm going to start with that explanation, is because he holds issachal elisser. It doesn't make a difference which is more serious or less serious. And therefore, even though this already has the isser evim and achai, it could still be subject to this atrefa. Well, masava, lo yos v'chayil. We say ain't issachal elisser. If it's already also because it's evim and achai, it can't be because also atrefa. That's a simple way of learning the Gemara. Another way of learning the Gemara is that even the man the Omer, who says that an animal which is subject to Eva Menachai can still be subject to Issa Trefa, holds that it's not a problem. Why? Because he has a very interest. He could really always hold Enes Achal al Isser, but here he'll hold that it's Chal. Why? Because let's think about it. Even though Issa Eva Menachai is a very serious Isser, and as we've been learning, it's even also to Bnei Noach. But there's an interesting phenomenon about the Issa Eva Menachai. It's an Issa that doesn't remain forever. It's only there as long as the animal is alive. Whereas the Issa Trefa is even applicable after the animal is dead. That's why he looks at the Issa Trefa as a more serious Issa, and that's why it could be Chal. The other man says, no, there are very clear rules when we could say another Issa is Chal. It has to be an Issa Moisif, or an Issa Karlo. Issa Trefa on Issa Eva Menachai is neither, and that's why it can't be Chal. Very nice way of explaining. The Rosh Yosef's explanation, Rosh Yosef was written by the Prima Godim. Another very important point that Rashi makes that emerges from this Gemara is that people shouldn't make a mistake. Because if we're going to hold that every animal, and this is the normal situation, as soon as it's born and you have a whole animal, you have a whole bird, it's subject to Eva Menachai. So, most, and then it becomes trefa later. Are you going to say that this animal or bird can never be considered trefa? And if you eat it, you won't be overeating trefa? In other words, let's say you had an animal. It was born well. It was subject to Eva Menachai. And then it became a trefa. And then you shechted it. So Eva Menachai is no longer here because you shechted it. And trefa, you should say, Ein Issachal Elisser. Says Rashi, of course not. Why not? So Rashi says a very, very important concept. And the concept is important not just to this situation, but to the entire subject of Enes Achal al Isser. Rashi says that even though we're learning Enes Achal al Isser, and that the second Isser can't be Chal, what does that mean? It can't be Chal only as long as the first Isser is in place. But if the first Isser is removed, it's like the second Isser is hovering in the air. And as soon as the first Isser goes away, then the second Isser could be Chal. And therefore in this situation, yes, as the Gemara says, as long as this animal or bird is subject to Eva Menachai, it can't be subject to Trefa. But after the animal dies or is slaughtered, and it's no longer subject to Eva Menachai, then of course it's subject to Trefa. That has nothing to do with Enes Achal al Isser. Another way of explaining this machloikis suggests the Gemara. Rav Amar Kegonshe Tolish Mimenu Eva V'Tarfava. That you did both at the same moment. Ma'asavar. Behemah b'chayeh lav le'veri medes. It wasn't subject as long as it was alive. Tevi menachai. So here when you ripped off, the way the Rishonim explain the case is that you took off the leg. And we learned back in Perek El Trefus, if you take off the leg from high up in the leg, you make it into trefa. So what did you do with that act? You did two things simultaneously. You have Eva menachai, and it's a trefa coming exactly at the same moment. And that's why it's chal. Is Eva v'is a treif b'hadah adodi kasa? Or Masava? No. Behema b'chayel levar memedes. So it was already osur for eva menachai previously, and that's why v'loy osur is a treif v'chayel is a eva. Four ways of explaining the machlokes. Says the Gemara, Amar b'chibar abba Amar b'yochanan. Why would be the halacha? Ochel chaylev menachai menatreifa. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, if somebody put his hands into a living animal and took out a kidney. So you look at that act, and the animal was a treifa. So you look at that act, you have here now this kidney that he eats has in a three surim. The kidney itself is an eva menachai. It's a limb from a live animal. It has, as we learned earlier in this parak, a layer of fat, of chaylev, on top of the kidney, and the animal was a treifa. What will be the halacha? So again, says the Gemara, Amar Chibar Abba Amar Yochanan, Ochal Chaylev Menachai Menatreifa, Chayv Shtayim. It's only Chayv Shtayim. Amalei Rav Ami. So Rav Ami immediately said, V'lema Ma'asholish. Sha'ani Oy Ma'asholish. I say there are three of theirs. Itmanami. And in fact, we learned, Amar Avu Amar Yochanan, Ochal Chaylev Menachai Menatreifa, Chayv Shalish. So here too, we now have a machloikis. In such a circumstance, how many lavim were you over? Two or three? How many have asked the Gemara? So again, we want to understand this machloikis. And says the Gemara, Maika Mifugi. So the Gemara gives a number of explanations, very much in line with what we've learned already. Kigan shenitrefa imitzias ruba. It became treif right away. And therefore, manda mesholish kusav behem v'chayel avarim imedis. So there was already issa eva menachai, and there was issa treifa, and this treif all came at the same time. This is chayil v'sa eva v'sa treifa, b'hada adodi kosu. Or mandam shtayim, whereas the mandam says it's only chayv two, k'sav b'hem b'chayel lav l'marim medis. So when the animal was born, at that moment, an animal was born as a treifa, this is chayil and this is treifa ikka, this eva will only come later when you actually take it off, and then this ain't is a chayil iser. It's a eva like also chayil. That's one mahalach. Ibai Sema, another approach, is the kulam behem v'chaya lav levarim medis. And therefore, as soon as the animal was born as a treifa, there is issa treifa, everybody agrees there's only issa treifa, and issa, only issa treifa and issa chaylev, no issa eva menachai. And what is the machloikis? The machloikis is b'maisi issa aver v'chayel al issa chayel v'issa treif kamifki. Can it be chal? Masav osi chayel. Why? Because the issa aver is a issa maisif. Why is this aver issa maisif? Because it doesn't only apply to bnei Yisrael. It even applies to bnei Noach. Or masav by osi chayel. It can't be chal. Ibai sema, a different way of explaining this machloikis. Is the kulam behem b'chayel levarim medis. There's right away an iser aver menachai. And what happened with this animal? Ukegoin shenitcher for lachmikan. It only became a treifa later. And what is the machloikis? B'mais is a treifa, mecha is a aver kamifugi. Can, if we already have an animal that has on it an iser treifa, can it be chal? Ma'asava osi chayel, that it can? And what will be his precedent? To say that an animal that already has on it an Isser Eva Menachai can be subject to an Isser Treifa. Because he says we find a very interesting phenomenon in the Torah. The Torah says, Midrava Chelev, Damamar, HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, Yavai Isser Nevela, Yochel Alissa Chelev, V'yavai Isser Treifa, Yochel Alissa Chelev. What is this brisa discussing? The brisa is discussing a very fundamental issue. If we're saying, and it's obvious, there's no chiddush in what I'm saying now, that an animal as soon as it's born is subject to issa chaylev. Okay? And we're saying ain issa chalal issa. So what happens if this animal becomes a treifa later? Or what happens if this animal dies without shechita and it becomes a nevela later? Will we say ain issa chalal issa? Because it's already also because of chaylev. No. Because the Torah says, kol chaylev, kol nevela, that all cases, even such a situation. So therefore the Gemara is suggesting that we find a very interesting phenomena when we speak about Chalev. And this is the way Noida Behuda explains this Gemara. That even though we have a rule, Ein Issachal Alisser, Chalev is an exception to that rule. And since Chalev is an exception to the rule, we would think in this case also, with this, we were talking about Chalev being eaten, that, and it becomes later a Trefa, and it becomes later Evim and Achayit Shebichal, because we see that the Torah made Chalev into an exception to the rule. That even though we normally say Ein Issachal Alisser, here we say Issachal Alisser. HaTorah Amra, Yava Is Nevela, Yava Alisser Chalev. V'yava is a trefa, yochal is a chalev. So here too we should say the same regarding trefa. Kamash malon, vidach a chalev hu dechot chayev. And echanami, if you have a piece that's chalev, there we say that if it becomes trefa right away, we don't say ein is a chalev, we say is a chalev. Why? Because chalev is a weaker iser, explains the Gemara. Why is chalev a weaker asr? Because as we've learned, only chalev of a behem is asr. Chalev of a chay is not asr. Aval aver, the loin mechot mechlala, aver, which is not, aver mechay is always asr, loy. And therefore, once something is asr because it's aver mechay, and then it becomes a trefa, he holds, we say, enes achalal asr. Shalom Meshiv asks an interesting question. The Gemara is saying that one makes the Issa Chalev a weak Isser, the fact that there's an exception to the rule, the fact that it's an exception to the rule, and therefore, even though normally we say Ein Issa Chalal Isser, by Chalev we say Issa Chalal Isser, that's why Chalev can be subject to Treif and the Vela, ask the Shalom Meshiv, but Eva Menachai is different, the Gemara is suggesting, says, ask the Shalom Meshiv, Eva Menachai is also. Because we learned in our previous year that Eivim Menachai is only by kosher animals, not by non-kosher animals. So we see that Eivim Menachai is also weak Isser. So he answers a beautiful teretz. The Isser of Nevela of a Trefa is also not by non-kosher animals. In other words, he's saying like this. Chalev is a weak Isser. Why? Because there are animals that are subject to Chalev, and there are animals that are not subject to Chalev. All animals that are subject to Chalev and not subject to Chalev are subject to Nevel and Trefa. But let's think about, why are we trying to make a distinction here? That Eva Menachai is only by kosher animals. And therefore, Nevel and Trefa should be Chal and not by non-kosher animals. But Nevel and Trefa is also not by non-kosher animals. And that's why it's not the same type of Chutim Echlola. We begin a new Sulya. Kiyasar Avdimi Omar. Barnei Rishim and Lokish Rav Yochanan. Cholkim Avuchutz Mahu. What will be the halacha? Before we go further, it's a very interesting question that the Ritzva asks. The Ritzva asks that we're learning in our sugya, Ein Issa Chalal Isser. And if there's already an Isser on an animal, another Isser shouldn't be Chal. So he says every animal, when it's alive, as soon as it's born, has an Isser. There's an Isser of Ein Zavuach. We've been learning at the beginning of our Masechta that you're not allowed to eat an animal that's not slaughtered. So then no Isser should be Chal. Not Nevela, not Trefa, all these Isurim shouldn't be Chal, because as soon as the animal is in its mother's womb, and Dar Sameach makes this point in learning the Ritzvah's Rishon, that he holds that the animal already in its womb, in its mother's womb, is Ein Zavuach. All the other Isurim come only after it's born. But how could they come? Ein Issachal Alisser. So the Achrayim answered the Ritzvah's question with the following understanding, very simple, nice understanding. They say as follows, every animal, you know, you could talk about Chalev, and you could talk about Nevel, and you could talk about Treif, and you could talk about Eva Menachai. Some animals have it, some animals don't. Some parts of the animals have it, some parts of the animals don't. But every animal that's in its mother's womb is Ein Zavuach. And if the halach would be Ein Issachal Alisser because of Ein Zavuach, so how did the Torah teach us all of these rules of Nevel and Treif? They shouldn't be Chalever. Ein Issachal Alisser. So says the Leiv Aryeh and other Achroinim, from here we see that the Isser Ein Zavuach is a different type of Isser. And even if we're saying normally Ein Issachal Alisser, that won't be regarding the Isser of Ein Zavuach. Says the Gemara further, Kiyas Rav Dimi Omar, Bar Minei Rishim Melokish Rav Yochanan, Cholkim B'chutz Mahu. If somebody took the Eva Menachai and he divided it, and he ate it in divided, will he be chayiv or not? And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question is as follows. Even though we know throughout halacha, the halacha is that as long as you eat an iser, b'chdei achilas pras, and the amount of time it takes to eat the pras, the person can take it anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes, yichayiv, could be Eva Menachai is different. Why? Why is Eva Menachai different? So they explain, because we've learned in the previous shiurim, in the previous shiur, that the Eva Menachai has a very big chiddush, that you could have an Eva Menachai, which is a small, which is a Eva, that has very little meat, and it's mostly gidim venatzomis, and still it'll all combine to the kazayas. So since Eva Menachai has this chiddush, maybe it should have a special, the rule of Kedei Achilas Pras would not apply. So the Achronim ask, we can make an argument just the opposite. And and this is a wonderful introduction to our next parak. The next parak we're going to learn extensively in Mitzvah Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem, the halachas of Basa B'chalav. And the Gemara many times says, Basa B'chalav is a chiddush. Why is Basa B'chalav a chiddush? Because it's a gevaldig chiddush. Basar, the meat is kosher meat. The chalav is kosher milk. And when you combine them, it's asr. So since there has that chiddush and it has that chumrah, we're machmer. So on the contrary, how are the Gemara want to say, and that's actually the maskon of the Gemara, that we should be lenient by Eva Menachai? On the contrary, the fact that it's a chiddush should make us want to be machmer. A lot of Achronim ask this question. Rabbi Kivegas has a very deep teretz. Kivegas says as follows. What is the whole concept of Basa B'chalav? He says the whole concept of Basa B'chalav is that this is, that it comes through combination. As I said a second ago, the basar alone is mutter. The chalav alone is mutter. It's only the combination that makes it asr. So of course, if combination is the whole concept that stands behind the aveira Basa B'chalav, so kedei achilas pras, which is also a lumdus of combination, that the time combines would be applied. Eva Menachai has nothing to do with combination. So maybe the halachas of combination don't apply by Eva Menachai. Ask the Gemara. Amalei Chayiv. Mahu, Amalei Potter. So he said, you take a potter. If you didn't eat it in one achila, you potter. So you ask them further, Mifnimai. What happens if you started putting the Eva in your mouth, but you divided it in your mouth? What would be the halacha? Amalei Chayiv. Then you Chayiv. However, Kiyasa Rav and Amar, Cholkim B'chutz. If you divide it outside your mouth, you potter. Everybody agrees. Mifnim, if you divide it in your mouth, here we have a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayiv, Rish Lakish am a potter. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayiv, Harei Nena Groinib Kazayis. It was all in your mouth with a kazayis, and therefore you chayiv. Rish Lakish am a potter, Echilim b'me'ah of b'inon v'leka. By the time it came to your stomach, you chewed it. What may have means is a machlokes achronim. Does it mean down all the way to your stomach or all the on the way to your stomach? But first you chewed it in your mouth, and therefore it didn't all come down in one nas, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Ask the Gemara if so. The obvious question: if any time you chew your eva menachai, when are you going to be? It doesn't come down to your stomach. And in order to be chayiv, it has to come into your stomach in one mass. When will you be chayiv? Amar Kahana b'grimaisa zirta. Only if you ate an eva menachai, that's a small bone, that the way that bone is eaten is by swallowing it whole, and that's why it comes to your stomach in one shot. Beautiful night of Yehuda, says the night of Yehuda. A very important night of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. We know, we've discussed it in our shiur many times. There's a concept of shloi kederech achila. That if you eat a food not in the way the food is supposed to be eaten or normally eaten, it's not called an achila. Not for a mitzvah, not for an aveira. But says the Rabbi Yehuda, what does this gemara teach us? That if it's the normal way of eating a food by not swallowing it, then you can't say shloi kederech achila. Because what is our gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that according to Rish Lakish, the only time you chayiv for Eva Menachai, there's only one case. You swallow whole something that's meant to be swallowed whole. You didn't chew it. So why is it not shloi kederech achila? The answer is because this food is always eaten whole.
And since this food is always eaten whole, there's no issue of shloi kederek achila. So he says, any food that's meant to be swallowed whole, you can't say shloi kederek achila, which is very important. People ask a question, if you swallow a tablet, then maybe not kosher. But you don't chew it, you swallow it. So I'm not talking questions of sakaras tefashas. I'm talking about questions of kashrus. You can't say shloi kederek achila, because that's the way it's supposed to be eaten. It's supposed to be swallowed whole. Continues the Gemara, V'Rabbi Elazar Amar, Afil b'cholkim chutz na michayif, even if you divided it before you ate it, yichayif, mechusa krev alei mechusa dami. The fact that it just has to be put in your mouth one piece at a time is not a factor. However, the Rishonim point out that even though Rabbi Elazar is the big machmi here, and he says that even if it's divided before you put it into your mouth, as long as you eat it, yichayif, he says you have to have the whole aver in front of you. But let's say you have half the Ava here and half the Ava somewhere else, then even he will agree you're not chayif. Continues the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish, Kazayish Amru. Whenever we speak about Kazayis, it's chutz mishel bein ashnayim. The food that remains between your teeth can't be considered connected to the Kazayis. And if you don't have enough without the food that's left between your teeth, it's not considered that you ate a Kazayis. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan, says, af in beinash shnayim, even without food. Amar Rav Papa, and as the Mefarshim say, Rav Papa is not arguing here. Rav Papa is coming to explain the machlokes or Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, or rather to say that there is no machlokes. B'shel bein shnayim, food that's between the teeth, the kula amaloi pligi, there's no argument that it can't be combined, it can't be considered towards the kazayas. Keep pligi benechinayim, the food in the jaw. Ma sever, harei nena begroin bekezayis. You had a gnaw from it, and therefore it combines to the kezayis. Or ma sever, achil b'me'eyo binon, and that food remained benechinayichim, and therefore it doesn't combine to the kezayis. Although, I saw an interesting psak from Rabbi Yashiv, that even the man, the omer that says that the food benechinayim combines, he doesn't mean that if all the food is only bein chinayim and nothing ever went down to the stomach, that yichayif, some of it has to come to the stomach as well. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, ochel chatzi kezayis. If somebody ate a chatzi kezayis of iser, v'hikiyoy and he expelled it, v'chazav v'ochel chatzi kezayis acher chayif, my tama, harei nena groinib kezayis, because he had a nos groinib. As long as it was betoich kedei achilas pras. He ate that chatzik zayis, he expelled it, and then he ate it again. What's the question? His question is once food in somebody's stomach, is it still considered food? And the way Rabbi Yoshua explains the Gemara's question, certainly if the food was completely digested, if the food was completely digested, there wouldn't be a question in this Gemara. Food that's completely digested is not food anymore. Here we're talking about food, and therefore the word equal here, it doesn't have the traditional definition of the word equal. Here it means that the food was already in someone's stomach. And then it was expelled whole from that person's stomach. What is the halacha? I have equal, I lo have equal. Says the Gemara, to boy like his eyes. So if that's the whole question, then you should have asked a simpler question. Somebody ate a kezayis, expelled it, and ate it again. The question that he asked was, do we follow the groinoi, or do we follow meyav? And therefore the question is a very, very powerful question. Here, his groinoi had a kezayis. Because why? He ate it, he expelled it, he ate it again. So if we look at it, hanov goyrin, he had a kezayis. If we look at how much his stomach ended up with, his stomach only ended up with a chatzi kezayis. Ask the Gemara, v'tiv shleim mid Rav Asi, so why didn't he bring a raya from what Rav Asi said? Because Rav Asi said, 2 minutes ago we learned it, Amar Rav Asi, I'll read it again, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, ochel chatzi zayis v'chikiyoy, v'choz v'ochel chatzi zayis achar chayif. So it's clearly my time. The Gemara said, "Arei nana groinib kezayis." So isn't that a raya that we follow hanos kairin? So ask the Gemara, "V'tishlemid Rav Asi." Isn't there an answer clearly from what Rav Asi said. So he's asking a question of Rav Asi, but Rav Asi already gave us the solution. He says, the Gemara, what happened was like this. Rav Asi Gemara Agmale. Terrible thing. Rav Asi forgot his Gemara. V'asa Rav Elazar let kurei. And Rav Elazar was attempting to remind them what he had taught them, what Rav Asi had taught them. V'ach kamalei. Lami chatzizayis acher. Why do you speak about a different chatzizayis? Lema ma'abedidei. One, we speak about the same kazayis. And one, you teach us that you ate a kazayis and then you eat it again, the jechayif. And that will teach us to halacha. Dikel mishmenei tarti. Shminim and adlavi, because the food, even though it was once in someone's stomach, it doesn't make a difference. And furthermore, we'll learn from here that we follow our nose groinus. Ishtik v'leomle midi. Rav Asi was never sick, and he forgot, and he couldn't respond. Omle moifes hador. So again, he's trying to get Rav Asi to remember, and he called him moifes hador. Moifes hador, you would have got l'ador. Lezimnen sagin amit kamed Rav Yochanan v'omalach. Haven't you told us so many times this halacha? And as soon as you taught us this halacha, Rabbi Yochanan said, so don't you mean, harei nena grana b'kazayis? He was trying to remind him that that is the halacha. That when we talk about Isser, we go after hanos goyim. So the Gemara here is clear about one thing. When we speak about Isser, when we speak about echilas Isser, we follow hanos goyim. How much you enjoyed. But we know that there are different areas of halacha that we need to think about. One area is regarding a bracha, benching, bracha achroina. And the question that comes up, where do we follow there? Do we follow hanos goyrin, or do we follow hanos meyav? Where does this question come up very often? It comes up very often when somebody drinks a coffee, a hot coffee. So it takes them a while to drink the hot coffee. And the question the Paiskim discuss is that by the time he finished that coffee, it's certainly past Kedei Achilas Pras. And if you say you follow Hanos Goyrin, you shouldn't have to make a Bracha Achroina. So the Paiskim say, the Shalas Achuvas Panim Ira says, that regarding the Halacha Bracha and the Halacha of Issa do not travel together. And by Halacha Bracha, we certainly follow Achilas Meyav. And as long as your stomach had the proper amount of time, then you chayif. Then you have to make a Bracha Achroina, even though it took longer than Kedei Achilas Pras, even though it took you longer than 9 minutes to drink your coffee. On the other hand, the Paiskim make a very important point. Again, it's a little hard to say. Let's say somebody ate the right amount that you have to make a bracha achroina, and it was in his stomach. And before he can make a bracha achroina, he expelled it. Do you bench? Do you make a bracha achroina? So the Paiskim say you don't. Why not? Very interesting svara. Because the halacha is, let's say somebody ate, and he waited 72 minutes and he didn't bench. So look, you can't bench. Because the food is already considered digested and you can't bench. If you expel the food, it's no different than if you digested the food and you can no longer make a bracha achroina. Another interesting question. Yom Kippur. What is the Issa Yom Kippur? What do we follow? Hanos Goyrin or Hanos Meyav? So, the Chasam Sofer says that Yom Kippur, we certainly follow Hanos Goyrin. Hanos Meyav. Why do we follow Hanos Meyav? Because we know that the shear of Yom Kippur is not the same shear as B'chol HaTorah Kula. B'chol HaTorah Kula, how much is the shear? A kazayis. What is the shear achila on Yom Kippur? A kaisevis, which is larger than a kazayis. And the Gemara Masech the Yom explains the why is the shear of Yom Kippur different than the shear than the whole year? Because it depends on Yisuvei Da'ata. How much satiates you? So clearly satiation is not dependent on Hanos Goyrin. It's dependent on Hanos Meyav. Ask the Chasam Sofer, ask Rav Chaim Oizer when he sees the Chasam Sofer. That means according to the Chasam Sofer, if somebody, Rechman Slon, has a feeding tube, it wouldn't help for Yom Kippur. Because even though he didn't eat it, even though he didn't eat the food, but he had Hanos Meyav, the food goes into his body, and you have Hanos Meyav. And if according to the Chasam Sofer, the relevant factor on Yom Kippur is Hanos Meyav, so if somebody has a feeding tube, it's the same as eating on Yom Kippur, according to the Chasam Sofer. And Rav Chaim Oizer brings a raya from a Gemara Masech the Shavuos that is incorrect. Because he says the Gemara Masech the Shavuos says that the Gemara Masech the Yuma says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for every Aveira. So the Gemara asks, if Yom Kippur is Mechapa for every Aveira, so the Torah speaks about somebody violating Yom Kippur, how do you ever violate Yom Kippur? So Gemara says that he ate a piece of food and choked on it. But according to some cipher, eating, when you're choking, it didn't have a nos meyav. If you didn't have a nos meyav, you weren't violating Yom Kippur yet. Therefore, says the Reb Chaim Oizer, a very bechidish, and the Minchas Chinuch says it as well. He says, even the man da'amah that says that there are times that you have to have a nos meyav, like I'm saying in this case, it's only a hanos meyav that came through a hanos gairin. But if the hanos meyav came without a hanos gairin, it came to your stomach without going through your gairin, even if hanos meyav is the fact that you won't be chayiv. And where is it relevant? Interesting question. Let's say someone has to take by a tube food which is bas b'chalav. So the two, or let's first speak a simpler child. He has to take food that's meat or food that's milk. And the next parak, as I said, we're going to discuss, after you eat meat, you have to wait. After you eat milk, you have to wait. Do you have to wait if somebody was tube-fed meat? Does he have to wait the amount of time? So he says, no, the Tzitz Eliezer says. Because if there was no goyrin involved, if there was no goyrin involved, then it's not considered that you ate. And all the halachas don't apply. And he says further, if the food, the nourishment that this patient, Rahman Salam, is receiving is bas b'chalav, it wouldn't be asr, because there was no hagadah skyrin, if it went straight to the stomach. One final question. What about for a mitzvah? So the Gemara, we've identified as follows. The Gemara clearly says for Naveira, for Macholos Asuris, we follow Hanos Skyrin. For Yom Kippur, there certainly has to be a concept of Hanos Meyav. Chaimoza add the Hanos Skyrin part, but you have to have Hanos Meyav. What about for a mitzvah? That means matzah. At what point are you Mekayim Mitzvah's matzah? Do you have to have Hanos Meyav? Do you have to have Hanos Skyrin? So I saw many different, and it's obviously very relevant, Laloch Lamaisa. What happens if somebody ate the matzah and he never expelled it immediately? Would he have to eat another kazayis matzah? He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So I saw three different opinions in the paiskim. One opinion is that achilas mitzvah is even less, even earlier than here. Why? Because mitzvah's lav lehenes nitnu. By an avera, when are you over the avera? When you enjoy the avera, that anos kairin. By mitzvah, there's no hano involved. Even if you enjoy the matzah, the mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. So some pais can say as soon as you put it into your mouth, you're ready to mekayim the mitzvah. Others say no. Mitzvahs and averas travel together. What's an avera is also a mitzvah when it's supposed to be done. When you're not allowed to do it, hano skayrin is the factor. And when you're supposed to do it, similarly, hano skayrin is the factor. Others say the Torah wants you to have in your body a kezayis matzah. And therefore, until you had anos meyav, until you had the matzah in your meyav, it's not considered you mekayim the mitzvah.